first-hand descriptions, and the pictures. That's the worst loss. We had some bird's eyes of the cities and parks, a lot of lovely views of streets, of buildings, outside and in, and some of those gorgeous gardens, and most important of all, of the women themselves. Nobody will ever believe how they looked. Descriptions aren't any good when it comes to women, and I was never good at descriptions anyhow. But it's got to be done somehow. The rest of the world needs to know about that country. I haven't said where it was, for fear some self-appointed missionaries or traders or land-greedy expansionists will take it upon themselves to push in. They will not be wanted, I can tell them that, and will fear worse than we did if they do find it. It began this way. There were three of us, classmates and friends. Terry O. Nicholson. We used to call him the Old Nick, with good reason. Jeff Margrave and I, Van Dyke Jennings. We had known each other years and years, and in spite of our differences, we had a good deal in common. All of us were interested in science. Terry was rich enough to do as he pleased. His great aim was exploration. He used to make all kinds of...